Karen Hughes, longtime friend and advisor to President Bush, was appointed Under Secretary of State for Public Diplomacy last year. She used her appearance before a House Appropriations Subcommittee on Wednesday to reiterate core Bush administration strategies as the U.S. attempts to counter negative images of America in the Muslim world.
We face no more important challenge for our national security and for the future of our children and all the world's children than to reach out to the rest of the world and foster a sense of common interests and common values.
However, the administration's strategies are criticized in a new report compiled by the Government Accountability Office, the investigative arm of the U.S. Congress. The report says that while public diplomacy resources have shifted to the Muslim world since the September 2001 attacks, a range of problems hinder U.S. outreach abroad. Here is Jess Ford of the GAO.
The State Department currently does not have a strategy that integrates the diverse public diplomacy activities and the efforts that effectively engage the private sector to meet have met with mixed success.
Public diplomacy strategy planning and coordination are described by the report as inadequate. The document says the lack of a public diplomacy strategy complicates the task of conveying consistent messages. Among what it calls multiple challenges, the GAO mentions staffing shortages and the fact that 30% of public diplomacy positions in the Muslim world are held by persons lacking sufficient language skills. Security threats also limit the ability of U.S. diplomats and other officials to reach out to people in some foreign countries. Undersecretary Hughes says efforts are underway to expand exchange programs with more money requested for 2007, recruit and assign more public diplomacy specialists, and improve language proficiency. Among other things, U.S. ambassadors, diplomats, and other officials are now being tasked with appearing on Muslim and Arab world media to respond on key policy issues, efforts Hughes says have come a long way. Addressing the GAO findings, Hughes says a new interagency coordination committee will work to address deficiencies amid other steps aimed broadly at delegitimizing terrorism and shifting the struggle for freedom to new regions of the world. Written testimony from Hughes mentioned the Bush administration request for $75 million for programs supporting democracy and human rights in Iran, including the expansion of Farsi language internet and television broadcasting. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.